Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
To Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Joining me in the studio is Fran Mirabella.
Yo, I'm back.
He stopped on by. Brian Malkiewicz.
What's up?
And sadly, if you haven't been following on social media, this is CJ Gibson's final episode.
What's up?
For some time, at least.
Yeah.
I know Fran already had his final episode, but how many times has he been back on?
Yeah, Fran keeps coming back.
True.
Can't get rid of him.
Yeah, so at the top of the show, we want to take an opportunity to say goodbye and thank you to CJ and let him say whatever you wanted to say about your departure and your time here at IGN.
God, you sound like somebody dying.
I know.
I mean, to bring it down as much as I can.
Do you want me to go in and dim the lights
a little bit? Your intro, I was going to say your intro, and it's like, oh my goodness, this is actually happening.
Heavy, CJ. That's heavy. How much of an impact you've had.
Well, you definitely have had an impact. Not a... just on IGN, but like on my personal life. And I wrote on the run of show, you definitely become what I consider a close friend. And I don't let a lot of people in, but the ones I do are usually on this show. And like, Fran's gone, you've gone, you know, and I'm going to miss you very much.
Yeah. And dude, the feeling's very mutual.
You're supposed to cry.
stop it. This is the top 5 seconds of the show. Yeah. I don't want to get here already.
Yeah.
Supposed to be staying for the end of the show.
No, but definitely, again, getting choked up now too. Fran, you know, we've known each other since E3 2006. Yeah. You are definitely one of the reasons why I'm here. Destin, being on the show, huge shout out and thank you to you as well. Obviously, you know, we've gone back, I think, to probably like 2011, something like that, with all the E3s and everything I've been involved in. And Brian, you know, just being on the production side of the team, there's not a lot of people who know sort of how IGN is structured, and, you know, Brian's been, you know, reporting to me, but more so you've been just a great person and friend, and all you guys have just working at IGN and everything that we do here. You know, just the team is really what makes this place very, very special. And that is just super important to me. And regardless of, you know, what's coming next, those are the things I'll cherish the most. It's just the friendships, the team, the memories. They were great. And, you know, I am pursuing a new opportunity. This new opportunity is something that, again, the fact that I'm even saying it out loud right now for the first time, it feels incredibly odd because IGN was the dream and still very much is the dream. And being, obviously, a very big fan of Bungie in the game, that's why we are here. I actually was offered an opportunity to be part of their video team. And I'm going to be heading down there at the end of the month. But I wanted to make sure to come on Fireteam Chat to let the fans know, you know, all my time that I've been on the show, and again, thank you for allowing me to be here and on all you guys. We are obviously fans of the game. At the core of the reason we do Fireteam Chat is we are fans of the game. And even when there's pros and cons to it, or there's good times and bad, I think just being able to connect with people who share those sort of similar experiences, you know, positive or negative, it's the camaraderie in those moments that has really just, you know, made Fireteam Chat really special. And it goes beyond Fireteam Chat. It's definitely IGN. But for these people that are here right now, as well as Steven out there, Sean, and, you know, Jose and Alfredo, like, I watched the show prior to coming to IGN. And, so it was really special to me. And just having the opportunity to be on the show, it was been awesome. And it's been a fun ride, man. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to miss you guys. I'm going to miss you guys. And I'm going to miss the fans. I'm going to miss everything about being here at IGN.
Yeah, we're gonna miss you a lot.
Congrats.
Yeah,
you know, we're bummed that you're leaving. It's a little easier on me because like I already left the office. I come back now.
You have no heart.
Meaning I'm also soulless.
Yeah, I'm a trader now too.
No, I mean I've known CJ forever, but like proper congrats, an amazing opportunity. I know like you sort of were getting at. There's so much awesome stuff here at IGN, but this is such an amazing opportunity, and I think the fans should be excited to have yet another huge fan. You've been playing their content since Halo and before, and like not just a little, a lot.
Oh yeah, like a crazy amount, to the point that when we talk about PvE and PvP and all these type of games, you know, Halo was just PvE. You played the campaign maybe a couple times, but you'd go back into that world just to hang out with your friends, and so that like creating worlds that people want to be a part of, like that is a real thing with Bungie games. Like I've obviously played a lot of other shooters like Titanfall and Call of Duty a fair amount as well. But there's just something about like that magic that is created in the Bungie sort of DNA. And it's very crazy that when I look at all the 10,000 matches of Halo 2 or 7,000 matches of, you know, Halo 3, those are all things that, you know, in Reach or whatever combined, those are all games that I just played PvP. And some of them had, you know, Forge mode, and some of them, you know, you'd create these worlds, and sometimes you just went around and did absolutely nothing. But it was this like virtual avatar space to hang out with your friends on a weekend, like more so even the way before Twitch came along, you did that naturally with a set of people. You just do it with your friends because that's what you wanted to do. So that was that was a lead into, you know, all my time, you know, with Destiny. So.
Yeah, but Bungie's super lucky to have you. Super talented producer, video mind. I mean, you ran your own business before you came to IGN. Some people maybe didn't know that or forget that, but now bringing that plus knowing the game so well to the studio, it's awesome. So I think it's just such a great match. And congrats.
Yeah. I think Bungie or CJ's shillery is starting to make sense.
Come together. I knew it would happen.
No. Just seriously, like you've been
the thumbnail, it'll be a fence that fell over.
Yeah. There's like you've been a great boss. It's gonna be really hard in the future convincing whoever takes over as a manager duty for me to convince them that Destiny is a big part of our business here. So getting days off for big content drops is going to be very hard because they don't understand it as much as you do. But.
Well, that's the thing. More often than not, especially in the last few months, I've wanted to compete in some of those raids and do some of those things. But
and now you definitely can.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But now,
I'll be in the room watching.
I'll be probably in the room watching, which is the reason why, you know, it was cool to compete with those things. And shout out to Stev and Mountain and a lot of the crew when we competed in Leviathan. Yeah, watching the raid race is super special to me because I did that once. But seeing you guys do that, even though I couldn't be involved, I was always kind of like, all right, it's good that IGN has a squad. It's good that you guys are doing that thing. And I wasn't a part of it, but I was always like rooting for you guys and hoping to win. And then when I was playing against you, then I was like, I'm hoping I'm beating these guys. But in a fun little competitive way. I've seen the DCP versus FPC banter.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't pay attention to that stuff. Yeah. I see that DCP crew out there.
The wedding throwdown.
Exactly. Yeah. The smackdown.
How you got
right
your wife.
After.
Wedding, convince your wife.
Oh, dude, that was awesome. Impressive. That was pretty awesome.
Well, we had been doing photos for like an hour. And I'm like, you know what?
Let's do something fun.
Silly thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, the photos were great.
The wedding.
The photos were super fun. It took like 2 seconds.
Podcast. It was still, awesome, the fact though. That it was on your mind. But
really,
was, like,
I was challenging you.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
It's like frame your Bella and DCP.
To Fran's point,
intentional.
It was your wedding day, but you were like, man, this raid race is really right here at the top of my mind. Yeah. Hey, babe, we just got married, but.
I thought it would be hilarious.
It was.
Oh, no.
We were so dressed up.
Yeah.
And like, just to do and it.
It was
very
actually,
fun.
It was amazing. You're one of the only people I know that would do something like that. And it was like, you also, like you said, it was all my names in caps.
Yeah.
It was just this Fran challenge throwdown.
I hope you laughed when you saw it.
Yeah. The biggest, I was flattered that I even crossed your mind.
Of course.
So that was very kind.
And
some of your friends out there.
Playing being a good sport as well in that moment as well, too. That was pretty funny.
Were you even invited to his wedding?
No, that was a super tiny wedding, right?
You're capped on how many people you can invite.
Yeah,
we're probably going to do something.
I wouldn't have gone. Let's be honest.
Wow!
To be back here.
All right,
we mess with each other. I hope you all know that.
Yeah,
and I was going to just put a feather in the cap of the comment before, which is like, I think it's safe to say that in addition to video bringing us together, Destiny has brought us together as friends, and like as CJ got to like. It's just, it's a very special game in that way. We joke about the friend game, but it's really a true thing. And we've met people that have come to work here. Like, it happened with CJ.
Absolutely.
Even though I knew him before, but it's happened with Stev, right? Like, that was how we met Steve Rue.
Yeah.
And many other people that have now freelanced for us. So it's an amazing game, and it is safe to say that it brought us together, and it will not tear us apart. It will just continue to keep us together no matter the distance. So I think that's the good news, is that it's not like you're falling. It would have been there anyway, but you're working at the company that makes the game.
Yeah.
So I think you'll be a stone's throw away, and I'm just super excited for you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Thank you for everything you've done here, too. Like, this setup, this is mostly CJ. Like, of course, Dave and the contractors and Alexio and everybody else.
And yourself as well, too. You know,
you're the one that came in here and ran all these cables so that we could get out of that stupid podcast closet that we were in for like 6 months.
Dude, it killed me. Know? That transition back and forth. And you were instrumental in making that happen as well, too. When video was kind of like, well, it might go away. You know, we're transitioning and building these studios. You'll actually see the production now of the old space. If you watch, you have a couple different shows like Rainbow Six and all that stuff that's being filmed in there. It's dramatically different. There are no more monitors on the wall. It all looks really different. I sent you a photo.
Anything with my initials just to show you. Burned through and
Fran Mirabella's legacy, all gone.
Everything, as soon as I, we gotta clean this place.
But honestly, like, shooting in that little tiny space, you know, part of me did like it space. Because it was really
real time.
It was intimate.
Oh, the podcast.
The old podcast.
The old, But it was also.
It was a storage room, to be fair.
Exactly.
We converted.
But it was also where the first initial memories of Fireteam Chat was created. Yeah. And so
that's true. We just shot it at a different angle. Created.
Absolutely. So
you guys did first shows.
So, so those.
DJ's first show. Right?
You were on like episode three.
Yeah. Like, after Alfredo left.
Yeah.
No.
That's where I was like, okay.
My first show was actually with you and Bife in the Crimson Days. Because Destin was away on Destin and Sean were away on a function, and so that was I can't remember which episode number.
I remember,
but
I produced that one a little different. It was fun.
Yeah,
we had Bife on the monitor for the first time. It was like just his face, but then I had like the screen up, so I was pulling up, which was difficult, by the way. But I put him through it as he was co-producing at the time too, and we made it work. It was fun.
That's good.
That's also the room where C Team was born.
Oh,
yeah. In that room.
Don't worry about it.
Someone doesn't watch the show.
Okay, Fran doesn't have time to watch anymore.
Dude, I don't watch shows that I'm on. They're like an hour. I'm already on them. Like, yeah.
That's true.
I poke in. You know, I'm not it's the whole show. I'm not always there. So.
Besides the devastating news that CJ is leaving the show that we'll never fully recover from.
That's the show, everybody.
We do have...
Guardians out.
We're out.
That's it. Guardians out. No, we do have a few things from the club that I guess we'll go over. But as we've all said, thank you for everything, CJ.
Thanks so much, man.
Congrats.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Love you, buddy.
I'd hug you, but I can't move.
It's okay. We're tethered to these controls.
Okay, so... I'm sure, CJ, you did the Solstice Grind, of course, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a no.
With nothing else happening. Fran, did you did it. I saw you streaming and doing it.
Yeah.
I'm at the Blues. I'm at the Blues.
And Brian, I know you're Idiot Purple.
I've gotten the Majestic Armor. I've gotten the Majestic Armor. I have the...
Bad news for you.
Why?
Well, we'll get into it in a second.
All right. Well, I've already reset my Valor this season, so I already got one masterwork piece.
Nice.
I just gotta do the rest of it.
Last Friday, I'm like, I think I'm gonna skip the Solstice Grind. 2 days later, I had a masterwork set of armor.
We said it.
And I was like, all right. So what happened was I had to cover Evo. So basically I have Evo on, and I'm like, well, what am I gonna do while I'm doing all this capture? I have an idea. And I ground out the whole set. But overall, I was curious, what did you guys think of it before the changes that are on the way?
Right.
And the changes that are on the way is basically there's one particular quest step where you have to kill 100 mini-bosses.
For Blues.
For your Blues. And now it's only 50. In the EAZ. Now it's only 50, and the final boss counts for 5
plus
kills.
5 bonus finishing. It's gonna people are bouncing early.
It would have been nice if they counted before.
Yeah.
At least as one.
Like retro.
Yeah, it's going to go way faster.
Quick calculations. Yeah, it's probably like over 3 times faster now. Because like you get the 5 bonus and you have to get half as many and there'll just be more people.
What about that? What about that Cabal one that when they drop in 3? Do each of those count as 5?
No. Oh, they would. Oh, maybe.
Because it's three bosses in that one firefight.
I read the final boss. That's an interesting thing.
It counts as one.
Exactly.
Or like
well, basically, the way that you I do it currently is a lot of people wait for Cabal. You would get the 3 bosses. You kill 2 of them. And then the Scion will keep coming, and that counts for 1.
The cheese.
And you just stay in there for like an hour.
I honestly didn't even find it that bad because I was averaging 10 per run.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah, and it's just 10 runs of the EAZ is...
But
yeah, it goes pretty quick. Fine.
And that maybe that's a good point to land on, which is if you are experienced in there and you have a good team and you know what to do and you've sort of gotten used to it, you can get 10. But if you don't actually, yeah. you're getting like 4 to 6 and it's just maybe not, it's a grind at that level yeah. when you think mm-hmm. about it. I mean, I think that's like 20 matches loading in and out and it's a long
time. It is, yeah. They got to the point.
Three different arm pieces if you want.
For
think of it in that context, yeah. too, especially for people who want multiple sets. That's a crazy grind.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it on a second character.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys use Bright Dust to buy the fancy stuff?
No.
I did. I
not
got
yet.
I bought the fire one and actually didn't like it very much, but then I got Void, and I just like how the accents work on the Titan.
Right.
So I actually don't like the solar one, but I really like the Void one. But now I didn't buy the Arc one, so I'm like, do I really want to spend?
My reasoning is just like I'm like one like Shadowkeep, Bright Dust yeah. is going to become a much bigger commodity,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of just waiting to see what they have to offer then. And I feel like I'm not really going to be using that armor much.
Wait, yeah. you're not buying the ornamental?
The gloves? No.
Why?
Like I don't. Why? Why buy it?
Because
really?
There will be no opportunity after.
To get it.
I know, but what I'm saying is mm-hmm. I'm probably really not going to use that armor. Once Shadowkeep comes out.
But you could use it. Exactly.
That's the thing we all have to get over. That's why I'm really
pressing. That's me too.
I go through the same, where I forget the things that are changing. I mean,
no, isn't just the Eververse armor becoming ornaments?
This one was added.
Is this actually going to be an ornament?
Didn't they say it's armor 2.0 plus the ornament? I believe
so. I don't know about the ornament part.
I've heard a lot of...
Something happens on the
show. Let us know in the comments below.
I've heard a lot of rumblings from my stream and people who have bits of information, but as communications are happening across Reddit, Twitter, and... wherever else they're saying everything, it becomes really difficult to sort of collect it all in one
place. I think part
of
the reason I'm starting to assume, because you buy the glow, that's an Eververse piece, and I sort of assumed that because of that you could buy it, but now you've got me thinking, did they actually say it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's actually, that armor pieces are going to be actually ornaments like all the other Eververse armors, since it's not actually.
That will be your first armor 2.0.
That's what I mean. It will be. We know that much, but I don't know if they're actually like, ornament. I don't remember reading that.
Somebody in the comments will definitely let us know.
Here is one thing that we do know. We're getting a armor customization preview live stream August 14, 2009 at 10 a.m. Pacific. That's next week. That is in addition to Luke Smith 4,100 word, 8 pages single spaced, which
crazy.
Is part one of his write-up about what's going on with Destiny 2.
All they've learned.
Yeah. This is the last 6 months of Destiny is basically what he said the thing is about. And I'm really excited to read what he has to say and like the challenges that they've went through and like what they've learned throughout this process in the last 6 months, how they're implementing changes and stuff. What are you excited to learn about?
Yeah, well, even in the context of just knowing that they're going to do that we've had some of these arguments on the show before. It's like, oh, you need a chess piece. Well, I wish there was some kind of activity. And then it was like a month later, like the chalice came out and, you know, oven baking or, you know, depositing modes. There's always some kind of weird thing in Destiny that seems very obscure or ambiguous. And then they find a way to incorporate it into gameplay, into mechanics. And again, I think if anything, the only thing that is a little bit tricky, especially with the chalice, is that like, the pursuit menu is odd. I think we've said that before too, where especially when you go back to the chalice over and over again, it's changing locations, moving around, stuff like that. You know, there's always some things obviously that could be, you know, improved from a UI standpoint, but the functionality of the game and the way you play it and some of the different things you need to progress or power up or all that stuff, I feel like they've done a really good job in that sense. And so, I think that if they're able to articulate why they've done a lot of these things, and then obviously maybe let us know how this stuff's going to work in Armor 2.0 in detail. I think those are the things that, you know, obviously there's questions right now. So we just want to know, like, how does this stuff actually work? And there's other things like, you know, the emotes, what are those, like the finishing moves?
Yeah.
The finishers.
Oh, wow.
The finishers and stuff like that.
I forgot all about those.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things that hopefully they dive into, which we had questions about at E3.
And when you say they...
That I didn't finish out.
You mean
you guys.
It'll
take him a while.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing, right? There's a lot that I don't know that I'm excited to find out.
Thank you for your input, there. Shill J.
All right. And
what about you, Malkowitz?
Destiny is the greatest game of all time.
Buy it now. Pre-order your copy of Shadow.
Pre-order today.
Pre-order today. I know that they have a PvP reveal. Post all this, but I'm hoping that in his write-up, because like I haven't been like on board much at all for PvP since Destiny 2 launched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that in his write-up he kind of just goes over something that'll entice me come back. Yeah. Like, yeah. In Destiny 1, I played a lot of PvP.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in a lot of the requirements in a lot of Destiny 2 PvP for pinnacle weapons or exotics and things like that just felt like a chore.
Yeah.
But I remember in Destiny 1, I would just, you know, play them without a second thought, do the grind, get all that stuff. And in Destiny 2, I just haven't felt that at all with PvP. So I'm just wondering what they've learned since Destiny 2's launch.
Yeah, PvP.
And what they're going to do to address all those things.
PvP totally needs love. I would love to... Well, maybe Luke will talk about that, and then, you know, later whatever happens.
Yeah, not in specifics, like, just I'm sure talking about what he's learned and maybe why PvP is the way it was.
Yeah, like that. Willing to bet Lars is going to be on that, the number six. So on their list, basically, they have a lot of events coming down the road. The Luke Smith thing is early next week. The armor customization preview live stream is on the 14th at 10 a.m. More Shadowkeep details at Gamescom. We're going to have the cross-save launch is coming down the road. That is August 21st. How seasons will change in Destiny 2 Year 3, PvP reveal for Shadowkeep, and then an invitation to the Crucible at PAX. So that is, basically what they posted on the TWAB from now until PAX. That is so much information we're going
to
get over the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's all to look forward to.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's exciting. I mean, we are in pre-launch now, so the game is, you know, effectively done. They've got their plans in place. It's easy, you know, in the summer where you're just grinding Solstice to be like, yeah, I guess it's quiet till October 1st. But we're starting to feel that the PR lineup, so to speak.
Yeah,
they've got a set of events. And it didn't even occur to me, like, yeah, of course. Wow, of course it's going to be playable at PAX. Why wouldn't you? Like, it was originally only a few weeks out, and now it's a month out. But and they are based up there. So you're based up there.
Right.
That's your based up. You know what your address is, even?
It's pretty close to near the PAX location.
But I've never been to PAX, and I'm starting to be like, well,
yeah, I haven't.
You've never been to PAX?
You get an extra room?
You sent me my first year.
I've never been to PAX because I'm always...
Really?
I was always hiring people.
Yeah.
Or figuring stuff out with the studios. And, or like Comic-Con would end or Gamescom would be happening. And everything was too packed that I'd be like, I budget-wise as well, it just didn't make sense for me to go to PAX. So believe it or not, my entire career at IGN, I've never been.
Wow. I've never been to PAX either. I went to East, but I've never been to West. And so...
You'll probably be able to go now.
I probably may be.
Especially since you're going to live in the town where...
Exactly.
That is held.
But, yeah.
I'll see you there. I need a
it's
tour.
It's exciting.
Bunch of
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
What do we Come think? Visit. It's going to be the PvP reveal.
PvP reveal?
Am I jumping ahead? Tell me I'm jumping.
No, it's fine. Like, there's honestly, the TWAB was really light this week. So for topic-wise, I was like, I'm not really sure what questions to ask.
Yeah, let's ask CJ before he knows.
Yeah, let's ask CJ now.
If you do know, you can just say you can't say
anything. No, I don't. Like, if anything, I hope that the PvP obviously will have some map reveal.
Yeah. Trials. That would be awesome. Trials.
Exactly.
We're going to miss that on the show, by the way. No one's going to mention Trials every episode.
Yeah, exactly. Fran's here. I know Fran comes in.
But still do it. It's not too late.
Yeah, hopefully there are some kind of new game modes or obviously new maps as well, too. The Widow's Court, obviously, has been previewed a bunch in the Vidox and stuff like that. Hopefully,
I bet that's what's at PAX.
Yeah, hopefully there's maybe a chance to see that or play it or who knows. Like, I have absolutely no idea, I'm being honest. In this situation, okay, fine. I really don't know, but I...
We're all friends here. I really don't know. I have no idea.
He's doing fine, dude. You don't have to worry. All right.
There it is.
We'll leave you on speakerphone.
I would love for them to show maybe other maps besides Widow's Court, because I don't think there was any other revealed in the Vidox that we know of. That was the only one that stood out to me when I actually saw it.
But new maps, you think?
But new maps.
Bungie heavily alludes to showing a different map that's not Widow's Court during PAX. CJ Gibson.
Considering there's been no new PvP maps since Forsaken.
But that's the reason why.
Do you think we'll get a new mode by PAX? Probably
that's
not.
What I
think. They'll bring a new mode, for sure.
Like, it's just time.
Yeah.
Like, a new map is sort of obvious for Shadowkeep. Like, that's going to be easy. There's going to be a Shadowkeep map.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's what they're going to show, but meaning there's going to be some kind of...
They'll just bring First Light back.
Yeah.
I like that map. I don't think
I love
ever
that map,
back.
Especially when you could do the vehicles, man. Everybody hated that.
When it was overpowered, you're getting like 30 kills on the
tank. Yeah, and you just spawn sniping everybody.
It was, it was like a Halo map.
That was when I would learn to snipe.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. I was actually sniping on that
map. Just hard scope down to the front of the map, wait for people to spawn and you kill
them. You knew the lanes.
Icebreaker. Yeah. Like, that was the icebreaker haven.
Yeah.
You just popped icebreaker and would, like, you know, be monitoring.
They took it out of every rotation, just in combined arms, right? Like, they took it out of the rotation of all the...
They did later.
I think it was just combined arms.
But yeah, I think there will be a new mode there. What would it be?
Trials? No.
No, I don't
think
that's
trials.
Not a mode you can put into
it'll be like elimination.
Yeah, elimination would be fine, but trials.
They're going to give us the mode that like we want to see, which in other words.
Well, you saw a preview of elimination as well in there as well.
Yeah, we saw that in the Vita.
Yeah, they're just really quickly. We don't know is if it's four or three because when they did the reveal, I saw some screenshots in there where it looks like it's four, but then, I mean, obviously elimination's been three traditionally in Destiny.
That's what I was going to guess is like in lieu of trials, in lieu of we know that they're building the foundation of PvP and then the next season or whatever, right, we'll have a more proper PvP update, I think that the way they were putting it. I mean, we need some time, but we're working on the meta and everything else. So maybe in addition to it just being elimination, like I'm wondering if they'll dig more into like taking heavy off the map on some of the rounds. Yeah. Maybe they
for the stream, absolutely.
For what?
They'll talk about all that on the stream.
Talk about it. I'm saying maybe this is the mode we play at PAX. Is it not only would be elimination based, but they'll take, you know, some of that stuff up. Maybe they'll do some stuff with supers and because we all know like we get tired of the super spam.
Yeah.
Maybe put a cap on. Maybe that'll be a test of, okay, you guys wanted these things. We haven't changed everything, but this mode supports those things. Maybe it could be that.
Here's what would be most exciting for me, just to see how Armor 2.0 impacts PvP. So if we got an early look at Armor 2.0 and we could like go into the options, because we're getting the reveal on the 14th,
assuming the build for PAX, they have mods in the inventory.
And then the build for PAX, we'll get to try that out hands-on like the public will.
You think they'll let us mod? I bet you they
would. I would imagine if you go to the menu, the menu will either be locked or you can't.
We don't know how it's going to work. There will probably be things that you can switch around.
Yeah, because it's usually blocked.
Like I say, you're right. They might just give you a few options like
pump action.
Mm-hmm. Yes, just stuff like that. So that's what I would like to see.
Slide shot on a bow.
See, but that would be weapons too. But I did this thing the other day where I started thinking.
Definitely hold bows.
Yeah.
But the armor stuff, like meaning when you do chase, say, pump action and. Maybe you want whatever distribution on your legs, or what's the other one people like? Perpetuation,
fast reloads.
Well, fast reloads, great. but meaning to the ability to like slot this stuff and more. It's still hard for me to understand. We talked a little bit about this on Destiny Community Podcast, another show you may have heard of that I'm on now. Thursdays at 6 p.m.
That team we beat?
Nicely done.
Well, we actually talked about that.
Oh, really?
Oh, there was a technicality.
Oh, we talked about that.
Yeah, how? What's this technicality?
There's a technicality.
You guys
I heard
had given
it.
Up the night of the race.
You're right.
We went to bed.
So yeah, we slept.
That was the finish line.
And then you slept.
Well, but we didn't.
And then we beat you.
Well, but we didn't get in the rules, but you gave up that night, and so it was over at that point.
No, that was never defined.
I mean, you should have teft on it.
I heard Tefty
talk.
If it's literally. Oh, you know what? So if that's the rules, multiple members of our team, did stay on and continue playing longer than you did.
But not
so technically, we still won with your BS rules that you just made up.
I mean, I understand.
Months later.
Yeah, I'm so glad you came back, Fran.
It's funny how one more round really was for a long time on that race. It was a ton of fun. Anyway,
and then we won.
What were we talking about? Oh yeah, weapons 2.0 or armor. But anyway, we were talking about it on PvP about do we think with weapon? Sorry, now I want weapons 2.0. I think with armor 2.0 that. Will you get a rant? How will it work? Because now you're going to be able to mod in, apparently, enhanced hand cannon. And so you're going to be able to mod in things that normally would be random. So do you think it drops with mods that are random and you shred them? Or does it drop with a roll and you replace them? Or
our mods. They haven't told us to, like, hey, delete all your mods because they're going to be useless with Shadowkeep. So
mods are like, you know, enhanced stuff. But in other words, enhanced hand cannon looks to be a mod now. I think I saw it in the
big gift.
And some of the others. Yeah. I didn't like, but it looks like things that would normally be your random roll are mods. So, like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think maybe you'll be able to slot them, and this is exciting for a lot of people because you're going to be able to figure out like really optimal builds. We're going to get YouTube videos about those builds and how we can best craft to compete in PvP. Yeah. You know, it's probably going to involve range and then you know, fewer ghost bullets and
maybe unflinching will actually do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe flinch will be impacted more. Like there's probably new variables you're going to have to counter build against.
Yeah, but my question was, do you think we're still going to get a base random? I mean, you must get a random roll. But in other words, will you be chasing mods or will you still be chasing random rolls?
I think we'll still be doing. Didn't they say something in the Vidoc that like once you have access to a mod, you always have access to that mod?
Looking at their early build of it, it was really interesting how it looked.
Yeah, I still think armors are going to have random rolls like usual. That was a good implementation that a lot of people wanted when Forsaken dropped.
And then whatever Intus Strength and with all those.
Oh, they're changing that too. Yeah.
Intus Strength is coming back. You're going to have your mod system. You're going to be able to customize your armor. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild.
I love that. I remember when we were talking about that long time ago. Once those things kind of got removed from the armor, to me, it just changed how the way the game felt. Like
mobility, turn that off.
Yeah, mobility and you know, recovery and resilience. Those are things that I just don't feel impact the game that much that I felt like I focused on at all. Like I did kit it out. I tried my best to. Yeah, well, like resiliency, like don't take that final bullet. You're a little bit less squishy. But those are things, honestly, that did, in my mind, did not translate over and have near as much of an impact on your gameplay, like strength, you know, intellect and discipline.
Well, yeah, when you got your grenade down to 25 seconds,
yes,
you and know, then, in Destiny 1,
and like, not, it noticed. His strength was different.
Yeah, it was. But then not only that, like I was saying, everybody usually wants them to go in a little bit deeper, and you always have to usually go to dim to find out, oh, how much aim assist does this hand cannon or this weapon have, mm-hmm. because it's not there in the actual UI. So if those kind of things come in and they have, like, oh, when you apply this amount of strength, yeah, the reduction of your super goes down. Like, I want to see those numbers. When that stuff went away, I was not a fan because I would min-max, you know, the tiers in order to get that stuff. Now it feels very arbitrary, a little bit, kind of ambiguous.
Have you written out, like, a 20-page document that you're just going to hand to Luke Smith and Mark Noseworthy when you walk in? Hey, guys, here's what you need to fix.
Absolutely
tomorrow.
No.
I mean, who are you? Oh, yeah, video producer. Like,
exactly. Right, and, yeah.
My first day, nice to meet you. A few ideas. All right, I'll see you at noon, lunch.
Yeah. One, armor materials. What's going on with that?
Two, trials.
Here's the thing.
I want your report by end of day. On my desk.
I am very much in the background assisting, you know, the video team and some of the stuff that's happening. So when it comes to providing feedback, obviously I would love the opportunity. Yes. But not expecting to go in there and not gonna be that guy. So if I disappear from Twitter and go a little dark, it's because I'm probably going to be working on a bunch of stuff that, you know, kind of can't say. But even in that standpoint, I often wonder how, they go about fixing those things or, you know, implementation-wise from their own team, right? Like, it's pretty interesting. I really want to have, you know, some details with trials. Like, you know, if something comes back, like trials or quiver or anything like that, you'll know I was trying to, in the background, go, please make Quiver a one-hit kill.
CJ and Holtzman.
For the Quiver King.
Yeah, we'll be behind the scenes.
One-hit kill.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you need to have, like, lunch with Holtz because he can get feedback to the team.
Yeah,
you're like a little Trojan horse setup. I like that.
Absolutely,
But meaning, you, like, in other words, with, you know, what you're getting at, it's not like everybody at the studio has feedback.
Oh, absolutely.
They all feel very similarly sometimes.
You think they like getting guitared on the final raid boss?
Yeah,
nope.
Yeah. Exactly.
This feels good. I like that.
That's why it's just exciting about Luke's, you know, upcoming giant director's cut.
Yeah.
Is that he's trying to, I think, show you, look, we feel this way. You see that happen a lot with Luke and him or others getting camped. Like, we want cross save, we also want crossplay. Everybody,
For sure.
They finally were sort of allowed to say there's a bunch of stuff.
Crossplay is way harder.
Yeah, so, let's cover off on that really quick. So it was Light TWAB. Transfers are happening on the following dates. On August 20th, account linking happens. So that means if you're moving over to Steam, that's when you're going to say, this is going to be my main account, you know, and this is how I want to link them all. Probably the same way Epic does, right?
Well, I'm just
pick your main and link your sub.
Well, yeah, because right now, if I'm activating cross save on
August 21st. Cross save is August 21st. So
I'm playing on my Battle.net, and I'm like, all right, I want to go play it on Xbox.
Yeah.
But then later on,
when BattleNet
changes to Steam, is there an extra step that PC players have to do?
I don't. It's going to use the same save, I believe.
It'll just be like Epic. It'd be like if you sign in on your Switch, all your stuff's still going to be there. You're just signing in on a new platform. The platform's digital, though, right?
Yeah. I wonder how people, I think, are asking about friends lists and all that stuff and how that works.
I get tons of questions for the show, and they're like asking us about this.
Yeah,
and we actually don't know. We don't have insider info. Yeah. The biggest question I also get is, am I going to have to repurchase the game if I go to Xbox, but I already have this version of the game? There's a really great Reddit talk right now that sort of breaks down what you get with First Light, New Light.
You're right. New Light.
So the free base version of the game. Basically, Forsaken on, you have to purchase, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's
you have access to Tangled Shore.
Yeah, you can go to all the places.
You have access to all the locations.
You have access to all the planets. Exactly.
Yeah. But like raids and
You have year one Destiny 2 is what you have.
Yep. Yeah.
Everything that came with it. And then there was an interesting comment, though, apparently. They were talking about it on a show yesterday, and I don't remember what the source was. Mm-hmm. But they said, now this was, I forget who said it on the DCP show the other day, but that if you have weapons, so in other words, if you don't have Forsaken on Xbox, as an example, I don't, by the way.
Yeah.
But I have, like, say, 1,000 voices.
Right.
I think they said that if you go over, you can play just new light content for free mm-hmm. and bring your save over with all of your gear and stuff. You just won't be able to play, like, you know, like Last Wish. Or, yeah. But you'll have, I think, your gear and weapons.
Well, your gear and weapons going to work?
That's what they were saying. Mm-hmm. So I think there was a source that would work because it would be very confusing. Otherwise, you have like stuff grayed out.
Yeah, like in your inventory, it's like you can't equip that.
You have something equipped mm-hmm. and you have 1,000 voices equipped and you, I don't know how it would work. But it seemed to suggest that stuff will still work. It's just you can't access the content itself.
Yeah.
Right.
The strikes, the raids, and so on. I mean,
it's right around the corner. We're going to get more clarity on all this on August 20th and August 21st. So, account linking on the 20th, cross save August 21st. Real quick, other note, and I'll start with a shout out first. So, first of all, congrats, Cosmo. I don't know if you listen to this show, but Cosmo just had a newborn.
Yeah.
Little baby.
Yeah.
Boy or girl? Do you guys know?
I thought it was a little girl. It was funny.
I think it is a little girl.
Yeah. So congrats, Cosmo.
Congrats.
Yeah. New poppy.
That's right.
New dad. And secondarily, I'm trying to make a show happen next week. I've reached out to several guests because it's going to be tough to fill CJ's spot. So we have guests that we're trying to line up for the show to get as guests for the coming months as we sort of transition.
What you're saying is that I'm not enough for him.
Yeah. Brian's part of the show. Brian,
I'm also just I will also be flying to London next week, so I won't be able to be
you're
on the show.
Gone early, so it's going to be me and guests next week
at Gamescom
potentially.
And dude, I will say this: I'm super glad that you have jumped in and joined the show. There's a lot of people I think at first were like, that Brian guy needs to talk more. Or, you know, he doesn't say much. And honestly, if you look back at my first 10 episodes, everybody goes through that moment where you're just new. You know, you guys have had a dynamic on the show a lot longer. And even when I came in, I remember watching my first 10 episodes. I think I just sat there. It takes a little while. But then Destin's like, what do you think, CJ? And I'm like, yeah, it's good.
Cool.
They would have the dialogue. But
then I'd be like, yeah, great answer. What do you actually think?
It's just strange. So it's like, once I got on the show, everybody started trickling away. Like,
but you filled like that spot really well, and I think what people didn't know is how much I called you often the PvE grinder in the background, because I would watch and I'd go, oh, Brian, do you have this? Yep. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, it's crazy. So I think, you know, just
that's
watching
what you get
you
for
jump
letting
in
me have a gaming laptop computer at my desk.
There you go, Brian. Just for you.
It was for work for a while.
It was for work. It was for work.
On it. I even would walk by and be like, huh. Like,
no, Brian,
what are you doing?
What's
the VPH on this?
But I think you've been a great addition. And I do hope that you guys continue the show for a long time, even though in my absence, and then now Fran and Steven and Sean as well, too.
Hiring Destiny players.
Exactly. Ironically, we have just all the video producers are Destiny players, and that's just kind of how it turned out. But I really hope you guys keep it going.
It's going to be tough. Some people have seen me do the shows with guests, and we've been kind of setting up for how to continue.
Yeah.
You know, when you're gone. So the show's not going away, though. That's the message I want people to take away.
Tell you
what. Is that we're going to miss CJ greatly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I was going to say, if you just Postmates me some lunch to my home office at the time of recording, then you can just Skype me in.
Boom.
I don't want to come all the way.
Problem solved. That's not bad.
But you need to buy me a lunch and you Skype me in now and then I don't have to come all the way 20 minutes over here.
McDonald's, you got it.
All the way 20 minutes.
All the way.
Truth is, I tell it, you know, Destin and these guys, I'd always love to come in, but like I stream late at night, so that's a full day. Mm-hmm. I call it FM3 Friday or Friend Friday, but I try to put in better hours than going live at 9 or 10 p.m. at night. But then I try to use some of my Friday to like get some stuff done and both work,
hit the
but
gym.
Also just personal stuff. And and sometimes I do kind of funny stuff as well. So anyway, the point is, always happy to be on. I would love to come back.
Okay.
So you guys will be looking until you find that. I don't know if you're finding a permanent replacement or what you're going to do, but always happy to be back. Just plug myself in there.
So, Fran, we'll definitely hit you up.
Pope Bear would be very upset to hear that. Don't cut that out of the show.
So, CJ, we're kind of at the end of our time for this episode.
Ugh.
Not a lot of news, so it was a little faster than I expected. Any final words that you want to say to our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I got to give a couple people a shout out only because I am usually the guy who rolls through the comment section, you know, good or bad. I do appreciate all the people who comment on the show. I think Sean Finnegan said the same thing, you know, regardless of what you think of what we're saying, we're always honest. We're always giving our direct feedback. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you agree with us, sometimes you don't. And I think that that's what makes, you know, the Fireteam Chat comment section really engaging. And there's been a lot of people who've been there over the years. I can't mention all of them. But I swear that every time I look, Michael Hill is giving us a FFS favorite Friday show.
I was like,
I've seen that.
That means for F sake.
Yeah, I know. But in his context, he says
for
it
for Friday's
each
sake.
Time. Yeah,
that's what that is. I've seen that comment all the time.
Why does this guy hate the show so much?
Man, for
favorite Friday show. Yeah. I get it now.
But that's the thing. And honestly, like, you know, that kind of positivity in our chat, I really appreciate it because that means a lot. Like, we do it because we love the game and enjoy playing it. And honestly, the amount of times that people have said, oh, yeah, you guys get a chance to do this. Like, no, a lot of times we actually play after hours here in the office, mm-hmm. like outside of work, and then grind it out because we like it and because we want the show to be good.
Those live streams I do are so that I know what I'm talking about on the show.
Yeah,
and I'm
don't do that at work.
Hey, everybody, this is after hours.
Yeah.
I don't have to do this at all. Like, this is for me and for the benefit of the audience. And like we've, like you said, we're always honest.
Absolutely.
We're always honest about our opinions, sometimes to our detriment.
Yeah.
But like, I'd never filter my opinion. I always try and ask community questions, you know, when we have guests on the show. And I want people to feel like this is part of their show.
Yeah.
And you've really helped me facilitate that.
Well, thanks, man. And I mean, last couple things. And yeah, there's a couple people like CC Killbilly. Like, he's there every week. Sometimes it's pro, sometimes it's con, but he's there. I appreciate the people engaged. Corey Lyons Music as well. I see him, like, if not replying to a lot of people's comments or when we post something, he's kind of like not a moderator, but he's always there, like, backing us up and spreading like optimism and positivity, which I really appreciate. That goes a long way. Last two. Terrible Mighty, actually.
We've met him.
We've met Terrible Mighty in real life. Yeah. This is another one of those. He's been an IGN fan a lot of years. Used to watch GameScoop, MVC, I think 7.9 references from Fran Mirabella.
Old school fan.
I actually met Terrible Mighty, Charlie is his name, in San Diego Comic-Con a few years back. And every time I go there, I get a chance to actually meet him. And I played Destiny almost for about a year or two with him.
Yeah, we played a lot of Taken King content.
In Destiny 1, terrible. Prior to actually meeting him in person. So that was really cool. Teddy as well.
Teddy,
Teezy? Yeah, some.
Just teasing you, Teddy.
You might, Teddy, the invisible like guardian. Who I appreciate him being at.
You made his premiere
guardian
at that thing.
That place that Destin brought him up on stage.
Who?
But he's also he's also been in the background for a lot of things, helping us out on the IGN team.
Freelance.
Yeah, freelance and just been there and really appreciate Teddy. You know, helping us out with, you know, doing Destiny content, raids, and all the stuff that you've been.
We just played
Gambit
last night.
Nice.
Yeah, we hopped in and we ground out that part of the Blue West.
Yeah,
that's a long one.
And then.
Matches.
Yeah, last couple things is my phone turns back on because I
no worries.
CJ has good luck with tech.
I gave a shout out to, you know, Sean, Steven, and Fran and Alfredo and everybody before, but you know, just being on the show has been awesome. Steven, again, him and I met randomly because I was in Fran Mirabella's chat on Steven's birthday.
Oh wow.
Really?
Steven,
like July 20th.
Yeah. So Steven wanted to do a round of trials with Fran, and Fran was like, oh, I already got my carry squad, you know, Michael Lovebury and Click.
Right.
So I'm good, you know. And then Steven's like,
okay, I wasn't snubbing. I just played with them already.
No. But it was one of those things where I just remember hitting him up and was like, oh, well, sure, I'll play with you, man. I'm just looking for a squad. And I remember saying to him, I was like, are you any good? And then looking back, like, Steven is God tier. He was really good. And when we met him and got a chance to meet him at a bunch
he's close to pro.
Yeah, he's really good. And he came out. And then obviously getting him into the IGN crew here was pretty awesome. Last thing, I'll just say that, you know, being on the show and being involved with IGN and now the next journey, excited, nervous, humbled, and grateful for having the opportunity at Bungie, but also having the opportunity at IGN. Like I said many times, you guys are like brothers to me, and I can't put it into words. And that was my tweet last night. I cannot articulate well how much you guys have meant to me over the years, and how much you mean to me just as people. So thank you guys as well. But thank the audience. Just me being able to be on here has been an incredible journey. And Destin, a lot of that, again, I thank you for just, you know, starting the show and, yeah, letting me be in a part of it. It's been pretty awesome, man.
I'm sure you'll continue to do acceptable work at Bungie.
Perfectly okay.
That's the goal.
We'll miss
you. Yeah.
I'm excited.
We miss you a lot, CJ.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
All right. Well, until next time, everybody.
Guardians out.
That's it. That was the last one. Oh, my gosh. Mind blown.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.